We're up to the Mishnah at the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, the fifth line. Says the Mishnah, Misha Nigmar Dino Ubarach. A person had a verdict, a Gemar Din, that he's Chayav Misa, and then he ran away. Ubalufne Oso Bezdin. He comes back to the very same Bezdin. Ein Sosra Nezdino. We don't contradict his ruling. Rather, we immediately give him the death penalty. Kol Makom Shiyam Dushnaim V'yomru. Any time, any situation where two witnesses stand up, Shnai V'yomru, and they say, Me'idinanu B'ish Ploni, Shenigmar Dino B'Bezdin, we testify about Ruvain, so-and-so, Ruvain, we'll call him Ruvain, Shenigmar Dino B'Bezdin, that there was a verdict about him in Bezdin, Shalploni, Uploni, such and such a Bezdin, Uploni, Shalploni, Uploni, Uploni, Edov, and these two guys were the witnesses, and he was found guilty, and he's has a chiyum misa, and then he escaped. Hare ze yehorig. The Mishnah says, based on that testimony, we could kill him. The Mishnah continues, Sanhedrin no heges ba'aretz of chutz la'aretz. Sanhedrin is relevant, it applies in Eretz Yisrael, also outside of Eretz Yisrael. Sanhedrin ha'oreges echad b'shavua. If a Sanhedrin kills once in 7 years, nikreis chavlanis. Chavlanis. It's called a harsh Beis Din, a wounding Beis Din, that's once in 7 years. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, it's probably Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but the Gersa we have here is Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, he says, Echad l'shivim shana, once in 7 years. We'll see the Gemara isn't clear exactly what he means to say, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says once in 70 years. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva added on the following. Ilu hayinu b'Sanhedrin, if we were in the Sanhedrin, lo nerag odam me'olam. Nobody would ever be killed. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, af hein marbin shof chidam b'Yisrael. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel responded, no. You think nobody would ever be killed? Trust me, you'd be causing a lot more people to be killed. Why is that? So, presumably, Rashi says, if they would find a way to exonerate all murderers, so what would happen? People, the Rashi and the Mishnah says, lo yiru b'Bezdin. People are not going to be afraid of Bezdin. They're not going to be afraid. There's not going to be a system to lay down the law. And people are going to do what they want. And people are going to do what they want. So if they want to kill, they'll kill. And they know that there's no repercussions. So taking away the Chiyuv Misa, basically doing away with it, we'll see the Gemara how they would do away with it, but if you would do away with it, you wouldn't be solving a problem, you'd be creating a problem. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Lifnei Oso Bezdin Hu Dein Sosrin. The Gemara makes a diuk, an inference. Lifnei Oso Bezdin Hu Dein Sosrin. Before, if he comes back, the Mishnah told us, if he comes back to the same Bezdin, Ein Sosrin as Dino. We don't look to overturn, to contradict the previous ruling. The diuk is, halufnei beis din acher. What if he came to another beis din? Sosrin. We would look to try to overturn the case. The Gemara says, hatani seifa. But then the next line in the Mishnah says, kol makom shiyam du shnayim. Anytime two guys get up, v'yomru mi'idin ono esish ploni, shenigmar dino be'beis din ploni. And they say, we testify about so-and-so, that he had a verdict in such-and-such a beis din. Uploni, uploni, edav. And these two guys were his witnesses, Hareze Nerag. He is put to death. So it sounds from that Gemara, from that line of the Mishnah, that we just kill him. Hareze Nerag, he gets put to death. But the diuk from the Reisha of the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Mishnah is, sounds like in such a case, we would first try to look for evidence to overturn the ruling. So it sounds like a contradiction. Amar Abaye lo kasha. Abai says there's no steer over here between the first and second case in the Mishnah. Kan Eretz Yisrael, kan v'chutz la'aretz. One case is talking about Eretz Yisrael, one case is talking about chutz la'aretz. D'tanya, we have a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Dostoy, Omer Mishim, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, Baruch me'eretz l'chutz la'aretz. If a person escapes from Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz, ein sosrin es dino. When he comes to the Beis Din, and witnesses come and say he was found guilty of murder, and there was a verdict that he's supposed to get a chiyuv misa, Halacha is ein sosrin es dino. We don't look for a way out to punish him. Mechutz la'aretz la'aretz, but if he comes from chutz la'aretz, and there was a gemar din in chutz la'aretz, and he escaped, and he comes to Eretz Yisrael, sosrin es dino. We look for ways to reverse the judgment. Why? Mipnei zechusa shal Eretz Yisrael. Because the zechus of being in Eretz Yisrael, maybe that'll help him, that we'll be able to find a way to get him off the hook. So, the first case of the Mishnah, which sounds like if you go to another Beis Din, we look for a zechus, that means if you escaped from a Beis Din in Chutz La'aretz and you come to a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. On the flip side, the next case in the Mishnah, which says witnesses come in and say that so-and-so was found guilty in such and such a Beis Din, and here are the witnesses, and there was a verdict, and he's chayv misa, harei ze nerag, we put him to death. That's a case where he's going from Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara continues with a quote of the Mishnah, that Sanhedrin is nohig in Eretz Yisrael and also outside. Minohan imili, how do we know that this is true? The Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa. V'hoyu eila lachem l'chukas mishpat l'dor seichem. And these will be for you, these courts will be for you. L'chukas mishpat, to be for judgment, l'dor seichem, for all generations. For all generations means wherever the Jewish people are, we're always going to have judgment, we're always going to have batei din. L'madnu l'sanhedrin shenohegas ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. This teaches us that a Sanhedrin is noheg in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara asks, Im ken mal tam olomer bisharecha, that we have Sanhedrin bisharecha in your gates. The Gemara answers, bisharecha ata moshev batei dinim. In your gates, you have to make, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, you have to put down batei dinim. B'chol plach u'plach, in every province or state, whatever, the bigger area, u'b'chol ir v'ir, and also in every city. U'b'chutz la'aretz, in Chutz La'aretz ata moshev b'chol plach u'plach, Uplach, you put it in every province, via Tamosha b'chol yir, but you don't do it in every city. The Gemara continues with a quote of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Sanhedrin ha'oreges, a Sanhedrin that puts somebody to death once in 7 years, the halacha is, they're considered a chovlanis, a brutal Beis Din. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, once in 70 years. The Gemara asks the question, Iboilu, we want to know, Achas l'shivim shana, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, once in 70 years. What did he mean to say? Achas l'shem shana nikres chavlanis. Is he going back on the previous line? The first, manda amar, in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said, once in 7 years is a brutal Beis Din, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah comes and says, no, once in 70 years is a brutal Beis Din. O Dilma, or perhaps, Orech Arahu, he. Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying, he's adding on to the previous statement. The first statement said, if you kill him once in 7 years, you're a brutal Beis Din. Comes along Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says, you know what the normal rate of murder is, of killing, of the death penalty? Once in 70 years is normal for a Beis Din. So there's a, the Gemara is asking a question, what was the kavana of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Did he mean to say once in 70 is a brutal Beis Din? Or did he mean to say once in 7 is brutal because the average rate of death penalty is once in 70 years. And the Gemara ends off, we don't have a resolution. Gemara ends off, Teku, we let it remain. And the acronym of Teku is Tishbi Yitaretz Kushuas Vabayos, that Eliyahu Navi will come, B'mehera, and he will answer our questions. Rabbi Tarfon Rekiva Omrim Ilu Hayinu B'Sanhedrin. The Gemara quotes the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon, they said, if we were part of the Sanhedrin, we would make sure that nobody ever got killed. Says the Gemara, Hechi Avi Avdi, what are they going to do exactly that is going to cause nobody to get killed? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both responded, Re'isem Trefa Harag, Shalem Harag. We ask a question. We saw you claim that you saw Reuven kill Shimon. Let me ask you a question. Was Shimon a Trefa? Maybe he had a punctured heart, and he was going to die momentarily anyway. Or maybe he was a shalim, maybe he was completely healthy. Do you know? And the answer, of course, is we have no idea. You see Reuven kill Shimon, you don't know Shimon's health history, you don't even know who he is. So, the Gemara says, in such a case, we can get them off the hook. Maybe, how do we know? You can't prove to me that he wasn't a treif already. Omar Ravashi, imtim saloma shalim hava. And let's say he was a shalim. Okay, so the first case was he a treifa, or was he a shalim? was it noticeable if he was a treif or a shalim? Not a case of a punctured heart, but something that was noticeable. The Gemara says, and even if you'll tell me he looked from the outside, that we were able to basically look at his body and say he was a shalim, but demo b'makom saif nekev hava. The Gemara says, one second, there's another issue. Maybe he stabbed him in the heart. Maybe he had a hole in his heart in that exact place. And by stabbing him there, he just made the hole bigger. In which case, he killed a treifa, but there's no way to prove it now. Because you made the same hole as the treifa. So the hole that you made as the murderer was already there as a treifa, but we'll never know. We'll never be able to prove that. So in the first case, the Gemara asks, can you examine his body and see if he was a treifa? And even if you can, maybe the act of murder covered up his treifas. So we can't kill the guy, we can't put him to death, because maybe he killed a treifa, and if you kill a treifa, the halacha is, you're not chaymisa. The Gemara continues, Bivol asa erva hechi avi avdi. And how would they get somebody who lived with an erva, an illicit relationship where the Torah says we put you to death? How would they get you out of the hook of that? Abai Rava Damri Tavai, Abai Rava both said, Re'isim Kemechel Bishvo Feres, you take a mascara, you take mascara, the eyeliner, whatever it is, you dip it into the tube of what you're gonna wipe onto your eyes, what you put on your eyes, and that's a metaphor for the act of Tashma Shamita, the act of the man and woman living together. Now, of course, when a man and woman live together, you don't see that actual part of the act. That's not something you see. So you didn't see the actual Aveira. So you didn't see the actual Aveira that's gonna get them a Chiyuv Misa. How could we kill them? Now the Gemara says, "Rabbanon hechidani." Now, practically speaking, we would kill somebody in such a situation. So it's a question on us. If we didn't see the actual act, how can we put them to death? The Gemara says, "Kishmuel," because we were passing like Shmuel. The Rabbanon who disagree, and everyone who would give such a death penalty, Damar Shmuel b'minoafim mishayiru kiminoafim. Adulterers, people who are doing niyuf, so when you see them in that position and they're acting together in that manner, you could tell that they're acting immorally, and you could tell that they're doing the maisa that deserves the death penalty. And that's the basis on which we could kill somebody. We could kill two people who are living an inappropriate relationship, something of arayos. Now, just to point out, the last tosus in the perek. That's the end of the parak. Hadron al Kietzada Edim. So we finished the first parak. The last Tosus, I'll just mention. Tosus asks, you've only solved part of the problem. There are other reasons that we can kill somebody. So you're right. Maybe all murderers will be off the hook. And all adulterers will be off the hook. But what about somebody who worships idols? And what about somebody who's a Mechalel Shabbos? So Tosus gives two answers. Tosus says, number one, you've taken care of most of the problems. Because most of the time, people who are tried for capital crimes, most of the time it's either adultery or murder. Most people do not come into Bezin because they bow down to an idol. Certainly nowadays we don't even have a Yetzer Hara for idols. And also Chil Shabbos, even though there is a Chiyuv Skila, it's not so common for there to be Edim and Hasra, and then for them to follow through and still come into Bezin and have to And be tried for the death penalty. That's Tosa's first answer. Tosa's second answer is, we still have the treifa card. We could play the treifa card. Okay? Why? Because Tosa says like this. If you play the treifa card, if you say, or the second half of Tosos, did you notice if the Mechal Shabbos was a treifa or not? Dim ha'hu treifa. Now, if the guy was a treifa, im kain, im tezime, now if those witnesses become Edom Zomen, lo yuchayav in misa, mishum dematzal memer, gavar ketela b'ina lemikdal. Vavla edeshi, ata yochal azima. This comes back to the beginning of our perek. Edom Zomen. The rule is, it has to be, the Eidos has to be Eidos that you could be mazim, you could apply kasher zamam. If they're healthy people, and they try to have a treifa put to death, well, if they try to have a treifa put to death, they could say, we were killing what's called a gavra katela, a dead man walking. We were just putting to death a dead man walking. We weren't killing a regular, normal, healthy person. Just like you're not chayiv misa for killing a treifa. You're not allowed to do it, but you're not chayiv misa for killing a treifa. So too, the Edom Zomen are saying, we didn't try to kill a regular, healthy person. We tried to kill a treifa. If we tried to kill a treifa, you can't put us to death. You can't do kasher zamam. By putting us to death, that wouldn't be kasher zamam. That's not what we tried to do. We tried to kill a treifa. You're trying to kill a healthy person. And if that's true, if it's Eidos She'iyah Tayochel Azima, you can't apply Kasher Zamam, then that's not, that the Eidos is not good at all. So the Eidos is thrown out the window. So because of that, we would never have good Eidos. That's the second answer of Tosfos. We now begin Be'ezras Hashem, the second Perek of Maseches Makos, the Perek Elu Hein HaGolin. The Mishnah starts out, Elu Hein HaGolin. The following people go to Gullus. Ha'horig nefesh b'shkagot, somebody who kills by accident. Ha'yamago b'magila v'naflala v'hargaso. A person is making these motions. Rashi says that the roofs were flat, and in order to prevent the rain, they wanted the rain to fall off, they would put mud, they would put cement on the roof to make a little slant, and you had some type of tool that you were using to smooth it out, and the mago b'magila, using the tool, and vinufla, in a downward motion, it falls off of the roof, v'haraxo, and it kills somebody at the bottom of the roof. Or hayamashal shabachavis, you're lowering a barrel, vinufla lo vargoso, and as you're lowering the barrel, it drops, and it falls on somebody's head and kills them. Or hayyared basulam, you're going down a ladder, vinufla lo vargoso, and you fall, and it kills him, hareze gola. Downward motion, and you get gullus. The Mishnah continues, second line from the bottom. Aval, however, im hayam moshech b'magila, if you're doing an upward motion with this magila, you're smearing the roof, but you're using the tool in an upward motion, v'nafal alav argaso, and it slips out of your hand, it rolls down the roof, and it falls onto somebody and kills them. Or hayadola b'chavis, you're pulling a barrel in an upward motion, v'nifsak hachevel, and the rope that you're using to pull it up snaps, and down goes the barrel onto somebody's head, v'nafal alav argaso, and it falls on them and it kills them. Turn the page to Zayin Amud Beis. Or Hayaola Basulam, you're walking up the ladder, Vinafala Vargo. And as you're walking up the ladder, you fall and you kill somebody, Areza Enogola. You don't get Golos. Says the Mishnah Zahaklal is a rule. Kol Shabaderachi Ridaso Gola, Vishalobaderachi Ridaso Enogola. If you killed Derachi Rida going on the way down, you get Golos for that unintentional murder. Vishalobaderachi Ridaso. But if it's not derech yirida, ain't no gola, you don't get golos. That's the Mishnah. And the Gemara will discuss the Mishnah in depth. Says the Gemara, third line from the top, Zayin Amud Beis, Minohani Mili. How do we know that this is true, that it has to be a downward motion? Amar Shmuel, Damar Kro, Shmuel said it's based on a pasuk, Vayipol Olav Vayamos, and it falls on him, and he dies, Atche Yipol Derech Nefila. The falling is on the way down, Derech Nefila. So it's a drasha from the pasuk that Shmuel says teaches us that you're only chayiv galus if you killed in a downward motion. Tanu Rabbanan, with a brisa. Bishgaga, the Gemara quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says, Vikrisem lachem arim arim miklati ena lachem v'nas shamar utseach make nefesh bishgaga. So the first pasuk it says shgaga, an accident. And then a few psukim later, the pasuk says, "Livnei Yisrov alagir latosha b'sochem tiena sheish ha'arim ha'elul miklat lanush shama kol make nefesh bishgaga." Okay, says Gemara bishgaga prat lemezid, that comes to exclude a case of mezid, a case where you killed on purpose. The Gemara says there's another pasuk, v'zedvar harotseach. We're just reading the entire pasuk, v'zedvar harotseach asher yonos shama v'chay asher yakes reyu bevli das. You killed your friend Bivli Das. Here it uses the term Bivli Das without knowledge. Says the Gemara, what's the chiddush of the words Bivli Das? Prat lemiskavin, excluding somebody who had intentions. Now the Gemara asks the question. We said Bishkaga is Prat lemezid, excluding somebody killed on purpose. Mezid, the Gemara asks, Pshita, Bar Ketelahu. What do you mean he's exempt from he's exempt from going into Golis. He's Chayiv Misa. Of course he's not Chayiv Golis. He's Chayiv Misa. He killed B'mezid. Amar Rava, Ema Prala Omer Mutter. It doesn't mean he killed B'mezid. Bishkaga Prala Omer Mutter. Somebody who thought that it was Mutter, he thought that he was allowed to do it. He wasn't allowed to do that. And so he was wrong. Amale Abaye, E Omer Mutter, Onosu. A person who's Omer Mutter, he thought it was Mutter. He reasoned for some reason, but he legitimately, we're not talking about somebody who's joking around and trying to convince himself. This person, legit Omer Mutter, he really thought it was Mutter. If he thought it was Mutter and he did it, he should be considered an Ones. Says the Gemara, Omer Le Shani Omer, no, because I hold Ha Omer Mutter Korv L'Mezidim. A person who thinks that killing is Mutter, that's Korv L'Mezid. He should have been more careful to learn the halacha and to know what the law is. The Gemara continues, Bivli das pratla miskavin. We said the words in the pasuk Bivli das without knowledge pratla miskavin, which excludes a case where you had kavanah, you had intentions to kill the person. The Gemara asks miskavin, if he had intentions to kill him, pshita bar katalahu. Once again, obviously he doesn't get gullahs because he's chayv misa. It doesn't mean he intended the miskaving, the kavana was not that he intended to kill the person. No, he intended to kill an animal, and accidentally he shot an arrow or whatever it was. Vahargas Adam or Lakusi, he planned on killing a kusi. Vahargas Yisrael, and he killed a Jew. Lenefel, he planned on killing a baby that was not going to live, not going to survive. Vaharg ben Kayama, and it turns out he killed a ben Kayama. So even though these are not things that we promote, not things that we recommend, certainly you're not allowed to do them, you wouldn't have been Chayiv Misa for them. So you would have thought that if you're not Chayiv Misa, maybe you should be Chayiv Galus. So come Mashmolan, no, these are worse, and this, you don't get a Chayiv Galus. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. In Befesa, the Pasuk says, V'im Befesa below Eva Hadafo, O Hishlich Olav Kol Kli below Tzdiya, Bamidbar Lamed Hei Pasuch of Beis. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, so it means as follows. In Befesa is suddenly, like Pitom, suddenly. Below Eva, you weren't upset at the person. Hadafo, you pushed him. O Hishlich Olav Kol Kli, or you pushed, or you threw, you threw a Kli on him below Tzidia, and you weren't waiting for him to come. Okay, now the Gemara is going to dissect the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, in Befesa, Prat L'Keren Zavis. Suddenly, okay, it comes to exclude a case of Keren Zavis. What's Keren Zavis? I'm holding a knife in front of me, right? Your mother always tells you, you're not supposed to hold the knife pointing out. You're holding a knife pointing out, you're walking down the block, you turn the corner, and somebody turns the corner at the same time from the other corner, and nobody sees each other, and the knife kills the person. Okay? So, it's coming to exclude such a case. The Gemara continues. Below Eva, pratlisone, without any anger against the person, pratlisone. This comes to exclude a case where you hate the person. If you hate the person, you don't get a chiyuv galus. We don't believe that this was accidental. Hadafo, you pushed. Shadachvo begufo, you pushed him with your body. O hishlech alav lahavi yurida shehi letzarech aliyah. O hishlech alav, or you threw down on him. Lahavi, this comes to include a case of yurida shehi letzarech aliyah, going down. A yurida that is letzorech aliyah. You know, sometimes in order to get leverage, you're doing something in an upward motion, but before, in order to wind up, so to speak, you do a downward motion to gain strength and to gain velocity before you do your upward motion. And that's even though it's a yurida, it's letzorech aliyah. Below tzedia, pratlam miskavin letzadzev, ahalchala letzad acher. You meant to shoot somebody over here. The arrow went over there, and it killed somebody. So you weren't waiting for them. You weren't trying to, waiting for them to come and kill them. You were actually trying to do something else. Nonetheless, below tzedia, problem is coming to tzedia, v'holchol l'tzaracher. V'holchol l'tzaracher. Okay. V'asher lo tzada. Pratlam is scaving, the pasuk, another pasuk. Vasher lo tzada v'ha'el kimin aliyado. Asher lo tzada, you didn't wait. You weren't waiting for the person trying to kill them. You plan to shoot something 2 amos and you shot at 4 amos. In other words, you missed your target, and by missing your target, you killed them. Vasher yavos reo bayar. You came upon your friend in the forest. What do we learn from there? Mayar reshus lanizik ulamazik lichanisham. Just like a forest is a place where a nizik and a mazik are allowed to enter. Avkol reshus lanizik ulamazik lichanisham. So to the place where you killed the person has to be a place where everybody would have been allowed to come in and walk around. Okay. The Gemara asks a question. We said that the Mishnah says the halacha is that it has to be derech nafila, derech yirida. It has to be on the way down. Rabbi Avo asked the following question from Rabbi Yochanan. Haya ola basulam. A person's walking up the ladder. V'nishmat hashliva mitachtav. And the rung of the ladder that he's stepping on falls. V'nafla v'hargumahu. Now, the rung falls and kills somebody. The Gemara asks a question. Ki haigavna aliyahi? Is such a case considered aliyah? Because he was really walking up the ladder. He was walking up the ladder when the rung slipped out and fell. Oh, yuridi. Or do we say, no, it's yurida. Because the foot, at the moment that the ladder fell, obviously he was putting pressure on the ladder, on the rung of the ladder, which is why it fell. So putting pressure means you were going in a downward motion. So his movement in general was upwards, but the moment that the rung fell was because he put pressure on his foot in an attempt to, right, you put your foot down and try to get leverage on that rung in order to push yourself higher. So it's, you're going up, but you're pushing down. So the question is, how do we view that? Is that considered derech nefila in your chayv galus, or is it derech yirida? Derech yirida or nefila in your chayv galus, or is it derech aliyah and you would not be chayv galus? That's the question that Rabbi Avo asked Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei. Rabbi Yochanan says back, for nagata bi yirida shehi tzarech aliyah. This is a case of yirida shehi letzarech aliyah. Okay, in such a case, we already discussed earlier the case before where the shadachva b'guf o hishlach olav lahavi yirida shi letzarech aliyah. Okay, so that includes a case that you're chayiv in such a case. Okay, now the Gemara asks a question. Eisve, Eis Rabbi Avo says to Rabbi Yochanan, Zaklal, the Mishnah said a rule. Kol shabderech yirida so gola. If you're on your way down, you get golos. Shalom b'derech yirida so eno gola. If you're not on your way down, you don't get golos. Now, when the Mishnah said the rule that you're not going down, what is it coming to exclude? To include? When the Mishnah gives a rule, it means that there's other scenarios that need to be included, which is why we have to express it in terms of a rule. We can't just give the halacha as it's stated in the Mishnah. We say it as a rule to say anything that falls in this category. What are we included when we say the rule is Shalo b'derech yirida, you don't get galus. Lav lasui ki agavna. Doesn't it mean this case? Where a guy's climbing up a ladder? And in such a case, it's called Shalo b'derech yirida. So because really he's going up, so you shouldn't get galus. How could Rabbi Yochanan say you get golos? What do you mean? When the Mishnah said the rule, kol shebederech yiridaso eino gola, this sounds like it should be a case, should be included in that. You're not derech yirida, you're on your way up the ladder. If you're on your way up the ladder, you don't get golos. So how come Rabbi Yochanan says you do get golos? The Gemara says, 1 second. V'litameich. Rabbi Yochanan says back to Rabbi Avo, according to you, Rabbi Avo. The next line in the Mishnah, read the next line. Kol shebederech yiridaso lasui emai. When the Mishnah says derech yirida, right, the Mishnah gave a second rule. If it is derech yirida, sorry, that was a, sorry, the first case, Rabbi Avo was quoting the second rule in the Mishnah. Kol shebederech yiridaso gola, shelo b'derech yiridaso eino gola. He was harping on the second case. Rabbi Yochanan says, 1 second, look at the first case. Kol shebederech yiridaso lasui emai. What are we coming to a clue that we wouldn't have known that the Mishnah had to say the rule is kol shebederech yiridaso that you're chayiv golos? In other words, it should be, you can't make the diuk because it's going to have to be something that goes both ways. It's going to have to be a case where we gave the rule in one direction and now we're giving it in another direction. So it when the Mishnah says kol shebedarech midaso, it also has to be including something. What's it coming to include? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Elo lasviyei katzav. It's coming to include a case of a butcher. Hachanami lasviyei katzav. In both cases, it's coming to include the same case. Because the diuk is going to be the same. It's the same words in the exact opposite order. So Rabbi Yochanan says, whatever the case is, they're going to have to parallel each other. So Rabbi Yochanan says, it's the case of a butcher. We're going to see the Brisa, the Gemara is going to quote a Brisa, a few verses about the case of the butcher. A few cases about a butcher, and the Gemara is going to, and Rabbi Yochanan saying that that the different cases of the butcher parallel the first and the second rule in the Mishnah. Here goes. D'tanya, we have a brisa. Katzav shayim katzav. You have a butcher who was butching. It was chopping. He was cutting the meat. Tani chada. We had one brisa that said lefan of chayav la'achar potter. One brisa was quoted as saying when a butcher is cutting meat, if he's cutting it in front of him and in that motion he kills somebody, he's chayav galos. La'achar, if he's doing it behind him, he's potter. V'tanya idach. We had a second brisa that said the opposite. La'achar of chayav and lefan of potter. If he's chopping the meat behind him, he's chayav. If he's chopping the meat in front of him, he's potter. He's exempt from galos. V'tanya idach, we had a third brisa. Bein lefano bein la'achrov chayev. Whether you're shechting, you're cutting the meat in front or behind you, you're chayev. V'tanya idach, and then another brisa that said, bein lefano bein la'achrov putter, you're always going to be putter, you're always going to be exempt from gullus. So now, we have to make sense of all these opinions, all these different quotes of the case of a katzav, shayim a katzav, of a butcher that is cutting all the meat. What is going to be how are we going to make sense of all these cases, all these contradictions? The Gemara answers, v'lo kasha, and there's no stira between all of these cases, all these halachos. Kan b'yirida shalafanav, v'aliya shalacharav. The case where he said that the first brisa, which said lafanav chayev la'acharav pater, was talking about a case where lafanav, when you shecht in front, it's derech yirida, and when you shecht behind, it's derech aliyah. And that's why, if you shecht in front, you're chayiv galus. If you shecht behind, you're not chayiv galus, because behind was derech aliyah. Kan, ba'aliyah shalafanav, yirida shalacharav. Now, the next case was a case of aliyah shalafanav. When you shecht in front, when you cut in front, it's derech aliyah. And when you cut in back, it's derech yirida. That's why if you cut in front, you're putter from galus, because it's aliyah. And when you cut in the back, it's yirida, and therefore you're chayiv galus. And kan, ba'aliyah shalafanav, vishal acharav. Kan v'yirida shalafanav v'shalacharav. The third case where we said you're always going to be chayiv galus is because it's a derech yirida in front and behind. And kan in the last case b'aliyah shalafanav v'shalacharav, where it's derech aliyah both in front and behind. In other words, basically all four of these halachos were taken out of context. Each one meant the same thing. There's no contradiction. Each one was saying the same halacha. It depends on how you're swinging. If you're swinging derech aliyah, you're putter from galus. If you're swinging derech yirida, you're chayiv in galus. And depending on how your swing is going, and that's going to determine what the halacha is going to be. So Rabbi Yochanan says, when you have the rule in the Mishnah, zeh kol kol shebederech yirida so gola, v'shelo bederech yirida so eno gola, it's including the case of a katzav, that he's cutting the meat, depends on how he's cutting it. Kol shebederech yirida so gola, means if he's cutting the meat derech yirida, whether it's in front of him or behind him. If it's derech yirida, he gets galus. V'shelo bederech yirida, Yirida, so ain't a gola. And if it's not derech yirida, he doesn't get golas. Which means that if it's derech aliyah, whether he's cutting in front or behind him, if it's derech aliyah, you don't get golas. And therefore, we can't prove anything from the Mishnah. The Gemara says that this issue, which we're discussing, lema kitanoi, let's suggest, perhaps, that it is a machlokes tanoim. Says the Gemara. Now we are on the last skinny line on Zayin Amud Beis. Lema Kitana. Let's say it's a Machlokas Tanaim. What's the case? Hayaola Basulim Venishbata Shliva Mitachtav. A person's walking up a ladder, and the rung falls from underneath. Tani Chada Chayev, Tani Idach Pater. One Brisa said he's Chayev in such a case. One Brisa said he's Pater. My love, Bahakam Mifugi. Is it not this? What this mach? This very Machlokas. The Marsav Yuridihi, Marsav Aliyahi. The Machlokas is how do you look at this motion? Do we say that since he's on his way up, he's Derech Aliyah and he's Pater? Or the other Brisa would say, no, since he's pushing down on this rung, and that's why it fell out, that's Derech Yerida, and therefore he's Chayef. And that's the Machlokas, and that's the issue that Rabbi Avo raised that we're trying to deal with. So it's a Machlokas Tanaim already. So the Gemara says, no, we can't prove that that's actually at the core of this Machlokas. Why? Says the Gemara, second wide line, Dalet Chaf Ayin is Dekulei Alma Aliyahi. Everybody agrees that this is considered aliyah. You're walking up the ladder, and you're not supposed to get galus velo kasha. And there's no stira here. There's no problem between the brises. One brisa said that you're chayev, and one brisa said you're putter. So how do we answer that? Where it says kan l'nizak and kan l'galus. We're talking about damages, meaning we're talking about nizikin, means the wrong fell and it hurt somebody or it broke something. Then you have to pay for it. It's Derech Aliyah, but you still have to pay for it. But Kan L'Golos, because Golos, since it's Derech Aliyah, you're not Chayiv Golos. So when it said you're Pater, it's talking about Hilchos Golos. Do you have to go into Golos? The answer is no, because we Paskin, this is Derech Aliyah. But when it comes to Nezikin, it doesn't matter that it's Derech Aliyah. If you caused something to happen that caused a loss for somebody, you have to pay for the loss. And that's whether it's Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida. And that's why we say Chayiv. We're saying Chayiv to the Nezikin, to the damages. Ibayasema, there's another way to answer this stira. Where one brisa said chayev, one brisa said putter. Hava hala galus. Everybody agrees that you get galus. Okay, everybody agrees that you're going into galus. Velo kasha hada islia, hada lo islia. Everybody agrees that the issue at hand is galus. The question is, what was the status of this rung before you stepped on it? Hada islia. Rashi says you're chayev if it's if it's Islia, it has worms in it. In other words, the worms ate at it and made it very weak. So immediately, when you apply the slightest pressure, it already bends down. Once it bends down, that makes it already Derech Yerida. But Hadalo Islia, when did we say your putter? When it's a solid rung. A solid rung, when you step on it, it doesn't bend down. You're not going down. The moment it snaps, you are still going up. You were going up, and the rung was not going down, but if it was a wormy rung and it was weak, it was wobbly. So then you push it down a little bit, and it already starts to go down, and that makes it derech yerida, and that's why you'd be chayev galus. So there's no machlokas between, there's no stira between the brises. One case is talking about a shvach, a very weak rung that's already wiggling and wobbly and it's caving in, and therefore it's considered derech yerida. And the other, the brisa that said that you're putter, it's because it's a healthy rung and it's not considered going down. Vibay same, another answer. Havahad lo islia. Both cases are cases where it was a healthy rung. Velokasha had mahadik, vahad lo mahadik. Was the rung stuck in well or not? It was a healthy rung, it was strong. But in one case, it was stuck in well. If it's stuck in well, then you're going up. It's derech aliyah, and you're putter if the rung falls and kills somebody. And the other man says no, hadaloma hadik. It was not secured, and therefore it easily comes undone and starts already on its own, and then it would be considered derech yerida, and you'd be chayev galus. That's the end of the Gemara. Now we're up to the Mishnah at the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says the following: Nishmat habarzel mikato. If the iron comes out of the handle of the axe, v'harag, and it kills, Rebbe Omer eino gola v'chomer om gola. Rebbe says you don't get golas, the chacham say you do get golas. Min ha'etza misbakeya. Now, instead of it being the handle, the metal part of the axe, what if it is, you chop the wood, and a wood chip flies out of the wood that you're chopping, min ha'etza misbakeya, from the wood that was being chopped, Rebbe, and it kills somebody, Rebbe Omer Gola. Rebbe says, in that case, you get Golos, v'chom om eno Gola. Chum say, you don't get Golos in such a case. Says the Gemara, six lines from the bottom, Zayin Amud Beis. Tanya, we have a Braisa. Omer lam Rebbe l'chachamim. Rebbe says to the Chachamim, Rebbe's going to explain his position.
V'chinemar v'noshal ha-barzel me'etzo. Does the pasuk say v'noshal ha-barzel me'etzo, the barzel falls out of the wood? V'halo l'nemar ela min ha-etz. It comes out of the wood. Out of the wood. Sounds like it's from the etz, from the wood that was chopped. V'od, nemar etz l'mata, v'nemar etz l'mata, l'mala. The word etz appears twice. So the Gemara says, V'nashal ha-barzel min ha-etz, lichros ha-etz, to cut the wood. The pasuk says, the wood falls out of your hand, and the pasuk also used etz in the terms of lichros ha-etz, to cut the wood. Ma etz ha-omer l'mala min ha-etz ha-mispakeh, you're cutting the wood, referring to the wood that's being chopped. So, af etz ha-omer l'mata min ha-etz ha-mispakeh, when it says V'nashal ha-barzel min ha-etz, it also refers to wood that is being chopped, not the axe itself. And that's why Rebbe says, that's why I hold, that if it flies out from the Eitz HaMispakeah, you'd be chayv galus. But if it flies out of the handle, the wood, then you would not be chayv galus. That's Rebbe's opinion. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rechia Bar Ashi Marav. Third line from the bottom, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says the name of Rav, Ushnei Mikor Echad Darshu, Rebbe and the Chacham, this Machlokas, is from one Pasuk, V'nashal HaBarzel Min Ha'etz. The Pasuk says, V'nashal, that the Barzel is Nashal from the wood. Rebbe Sover Yesh Eim L'Misores. Rebbe holds Yesh Eim L'Misores. Yesh Eim L'Misores is a Machlokas, whether Yesh Eim L'Misores or Yesh Eim L'Mikra. This comes up in Misach Sanhedrin and some other places. So Yesh Eim L'Misores means that the way that it's written down in the Torah, that's our Misora, that's our tradition, and that gets the drasha that we're going to learn is the way it's written. V'nishel k'siv, and the way it's written is as if it should be v'nishel, which means it came out. Okay? The iron, the barzel is nishel from the eitz. It dislodges something from the wood, meaning that it's referring to the chip of wood. And that's why Rebbe says, we're talking about the Eitz HaMispakeah, and that's when you be chayv galus, that if you chop the wood and wood flies out of the tree. Rabbanan sari yeshem lemikra. And the Rabbanan say, no, the way we read it, that's the ikr. V'nashal karinan. V'nashal means that the iron, the barzel became dislodged, became nashal. The iron dislodged. So the iron came out of the handle and killed somebody, and that's the case in the pasuk, and therefore that's the one that you would get galus for. The Gemara asks a question, Rebbe Yeshem L'Misores Firulei, does Rebbe really hold Yeshem L'Misores? What do you mean? V'ha'amar, Gemara in Sanhedrin, V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Roetz, Ube Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva. All of those people, Kulu, Sfirulehu, they all hold Yeshem L'Mikra. So we see clearly that Rebbe holds Yeshem L'Mikra. How could he say here, Yeshem L'Misores? So the Gemara answers, you're right, Hainu Tekamar Lu Va'od. Rebbe doesn't hold of Yeshem L'Misores. If you hold the Yeshem L'Misores, you can answer like that. If you don't hold of Yeshem L'Misores, Rebbe gave other reasons why he holds that it's talking about the Eitz HaMispakeah, the wood that flies out, because Rebbe's two reasons, it doesn't say that the barzel came out of the Eitz, it says min ha-Eitz, from the wood, that it comes from the wood itself. Also, it says eitz in two places, and just like one, it's referring to the wood from the tree, so to the other one, it's referring to the wood from the tree. So, at the top of Ches Amud Aleph, so the Gemara told us, the Gemara at the top of the Ches Amud Aleph asked Akasha, how could we say that Rebbe holds Yesh Eim L'Misores, but we have a teaching in the Gemara Sanhedrin that Rebbe holds Yesh Eim L'Mikra, and the Gemara answers, that's why Rebbe gave other reasons, because really, he does. You're right, he holds Yesh Eim L'Mikra. Amar of Papa. Rav Papa says we're on the fourth line on Ches Amud Aleph, Man Deshada Pis... Pisa l'dikla. A person throws a chunk of a gush off, a piece of a thick piece of dirt that he makes into a ball and he throws it at a dekel, a palm tree. Va'asar tamri, and he hits a tamar, a date. Va'asar tamri v'katal, and the date falls out and it kills somebody. Banu l'macholkas the Rebbe the Rabbanon. We now have a machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, Gemara is a kasha, pshita. Sixth line of the Gemara, pshita. Obviously we have a kasha. The kasha is obviously that this is the machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanon, right? What's the difference between throwing a piece of wood
throwing a piece of dirt into a tree and having the date fall off and kill somebody, or chopping the wood and having the wood come out of the tree. It sounds like it's the same case. So, of course, it would be a machlokas. Rebbe in the Rabbanon says the Gemara, Mahu detema bekoach kocho, kikoach kocho dami. I might have thought that that was a case of koach kocho. And even Rebbe would hold that you're putter, because that's not kocho. When I take an axe and I chop a tree and the wood falls out, that's kocho. That's my strength. But if I take a ball and throw it into the tree, and the ball knocks the date out, I might think that that's too removed. My koach was throwing the ball. The ball's koach hit the date, and then the date fell. That's koach kocho. So kamash malan, that's considered one koach. The Gemara asks, Ela koach kocho l'rebi heichim shkachas la. If that's true, then what is koach kocho? Well, how do you have a case of koach kocho? We thought that was koach kocho. You throw something that hits something that knocks something down. Says the Gemara, kigon deshada pisa. You took your gush afar, your dirt ball, umachi lagarma. You threw it, shada pisa. You threw it at the tree. Now it hits a garma, a little bone, a little eitz acharis. It hits a small twig, a small piece of wood, and that wood goes va'azil garma umachi lekvasa. And then that wood hits a cluster of dates. Va'azil tamri v'katal va'azil tamri, and one of the dates comes out. Va'azil tamri, now the date goes v'katal and it kills. That would be a case of koach kocho, which even Rebbe would hold that you're putter from gullus. But if it's just a case where you took the ball of dirt and you threw it at the tree and it hit a date and the date fell off and hit somebody, that's considered kocho. And according to Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe, that Rebbe Donasi, that's the same as a case of chopping the tree and having the wood fly out, which Rebbe holds you're chayiv gullus, and the Rabbanan would hold you're not chayiv gullus. So we stop here. We're up to the Mishnah on Ches Amud Aleph.